Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lo, you ready?
Yo, right now.
What's this about? Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh? This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Body, get the rust off me. Yo, chill, love. Stop waiting for the green light. running streets exclusive.
Yeah. Who are the right? P90. This is OBH.
You know how I play. I never put the gun away. Shoot your mom in the face, then I take the gun away. I'ma take the gun away. I don't know no other way. We gon' drop this to the bone, put that cut away. Huh? You know I can't wait to move it. The 40 Glock out the box, can't wait to use it. My aim on point without a beam. I've been up 3 days. Pelton Green, work on a triple beam. Calls on a mobile phone. Whatever I say, I live. I show you home.
Yeah, yeah.
But yo, man, let's not even play no games, bro.
Let's talk about this shit that is going on in battle rap that ended 2018. A-Verb is going to court. He is getting sued by the RBE. Well, he is. He's getting sued by RBE. Because he won battle Iron Solomon. He getting sued because he wants to focus on Loaded Lux.
On Loaded Lux.
A nigga that he wanted to battle for years. Who finally said, let's drop this shit in. He getting sued because he wants to do the Iron Solomon battle. Go ahead.
I got a question for you. All right, so we all know that this is supposed to be business, right? But if a battle rapper goes to a legal and say, yo, I'm fucked up right now, I need some kind of plate. And you say, all right, hold on, let me check something. Matter of fact, cool, I got you. I got to a battle, buying Iron Solomon. All right, cool, I'm going to send you the deposit. Now, the deposit helped you through whatever situation you was in. If then time go by, and now you're like, yo, fuck it, I want to focus on this battle, so I'm going to send you your bread back. Business? Or did him coming to him when he was fucked up make it personal?
Damn, Doc got to throw the fucking monkey wrench in the game. All right, I'll say this right here. Number one, I look at it like this. Niggas is trying to say Verb. All right, ARP feels like Verb snaked him. I don't feel like Verb snaked you. Number one, if he really wanted to snake you, he wouldn't have told you shit. And he just wouldn't have showed up for the Iron Solomon battle. You wouldn't even know why. He would have said, my stomach hurt. I was sick. Whatever kind of excuse how these battle rappers be using. You know what I'm saying? All the fucking time. He would have just did that. It's too late for you to rebook it anywhere else or no shit like that. And you would have been forced to have it somewhere else. I feel like this. But all right, boom. To answer your question, that made it personal because he asked ARP for a plate. If that's what actually happened. But here's the thing about it. If that's how it actually went down. Because ARP said, yeah, I had you. When you needed it, but he ain't say it was specifically for this battle right here.
Yeah,
so I don't know when he's actually talking. But even so, that's the reason why Verb. All right, number one, hold on, Verb, you gotta wear this one right here. I don't know what the fuck you talk about Drake when the battle you. I don't know what made you tell this nigga that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That don't even sound like some shit I believe, nigga. Like what Drake want to battle you?
I don't believe that shit.
What the fuck are you
now
talking about?
Trying to
so,
play
like,
this nigga.
Yeah, so that right there probably was, like, he looked like, that was a spit in the face right there saying, yo, I'll give you the Drake battle. I don't know what the fuck made you come up with that idea right there. But for him, it's personal, right? He sends you the bread back. I mean, Verb sends the bread back. Then Verb says, yo, you can even keep the second half. Just push it back, please. Like, nigga, a nigga's not going to go through all that. These niggas still deposits all the fucking time, bro. And had the shittiest excuse in the fucking world. He didn't do that to you, bro. He gave you common courtesy. He sent this shit back well in advance to the point that you can get someone else. See, that's what's not being really brought to the light right there. I know it is, but it's not.
Yo, you know,
like, these niggas just be no-showing. Hold up. These niggas be no-showing and shit like that, whereas you can't book somebody else to replace them niggas, where you can actually save the venue, save the card, not really be wasting your bread. He gave you well over ample time to find somebody else. That's why even if it was personal, still went out of his way to make it better. Now, I'm not saying he didn't sign the contract. He did. He definitely. But did he sign it knowing he had Lux? Or did Lux agree after he signed it? I think that plays a part right there, bro.
It seemed like Lux agreed after he was already book to battle Iron Solomon.
ARP. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. I feel like Lux and Verb was already blowing for a minute, but this has been blowing for 9 years. So Verb probably knew that the battle was going to happen, but to him, it's not official until he officially signed that contract. So even though he probably knew he might battle Lux when he took Iron, it wasn't official until it actually became official. And once it became official is when he was like, yo, all right. So now, yo, this is what I'm going to do instead. Yo, try to push the battle back. Now, if ARP reached out to Iron Solomon and said, yo, Verb want to push the battle back, and Iron said no, then what? Because...
I got to be real. I mean, bro, Iron Solomon himself chasing Lux. So, I mean, listen, bro, who the fuck... Hold up, bro. Let's be real here, bro. Niggas are really acting like this nigga Verb was supposed to say, yo, Lux, man, I want to battle. proud of you, but we gotta push it back. I gotta battle Iron Solomon. I signed his contract. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It took him 6 years to say yes, finally. To finally say yes. You think this thing is going to jeopardize that for an Iron Solomon battle? That, let's just be real, bro. He can battle Iron Solomon on URL. He can battle Iron Solomon on RBE. Nigga, he'll battle Iron Solomon on fucking Guerrilla Warfare or fucking Black Ice Cartel. Like, bro, so, that battle ain't going nowhere, bro.
Yeah,
the Lux battle is.
That's a fact. It's a fact. But then again, it's like, so what do you say to the people that's saying, if you battle Iron Solomon in February, you don't battle Lux till May, that's enough time for you to be ready for Lux.
I say this. The niggas who say that is niggas who ain't never battled Lux, never battled a caliber, a battler of that type of caliber. And nigga, you don't rush a Lux battle. Let me tell you something, bro. I see a lot of these niggas on fucking Twitter talking about, oh, man, that was me. I would battle both of these niggas and shit. And then, bro, that's the reason why you niggas not in this position now. Because y'all don't be taking these battles seriously. Y'all just take a battle as a fucking battle as a fucking battle. That's y'all problem. That's y'all problem
Arsenal
now. How the fuck you going to tell Arsenal did what? What'd he do?
Arsenal battled. He battled Iron Solomon and then like 2 weeks later he battled Lux. So he didn't.
Okay, and?
But,
is any one of them two battles a classic?
He arguably won both of them. Now, it wasn't a classic, but he arguably won both of them, so it's like the battle not good, but people got had Arch winning when it happened, so I guess
bro,
it still worked out for him. But
check,
check it out, bro.
Verb has one-sixth the amount of battles that Arsenal has, and he's right there, if not past him already, legacy-wise. What are we talking about? What are we really talking about?
Arsenal legacy is there, too, but I feel like this Lux that we're going to see, I feel like this Lux we're going to see is going to be 10 times better than the Lux we've seen versus Arsenal.
And then,
I don't want to make no excuses for Lux, but I don't feel like he took that Arsenal battle like he's going to take this Verb battle. Like,
but
hear me out.
And another thing, we know Lux been waiting. Like, Lux ain't just going to say, okay, yes, I'm going to start writing for Verb now. He been ready for Verb. He been.
Yeah, he kind of said that. Yeah, he kind of hinted at that, too. Like he already, he ready for this nigga for a minute.
Nigga, Verb
like,
need as much time as he, Verb need, and here, right, and this right here, this whole suing shit is a whole nother angle for Lux. Verb need the time, bro. I don't understand how niggas don't respect that shit. He's sitting here saying, the nigga said, yo, Iron Solomon is a warrior. I don't got it in me like that to be battling these niggas back to back.
You know what I mean?
Let the nigga fuck with no Lux.
I think also the Mook battle is in this equation. Because he just finished writing for Mook, basically. So you spent all that time to put your all into beating Mook. And now you got to battle Iron Solomon and then battle Lux. It ain't just like, it's just like, all right, I ain't battled last year, and now I got Iron Solomon and Lux. Nah, this nigga just battled Mook. So his head is probably like, yo, damn. Instead of me coming up with trying to come up with 6 fire rounds, why can't I just come up with 3 fire rounds for Lux?
Yo, at the end of the day, I feel like Verb didn't think that it was gonna go this far. I think that Verb probably thought that because
they got a better relationship.
He had a rapport with ARP, so he probably figured like, all right, ARP's clearly gonna understand. This is like the biggest battle of the culture, and I don't know how fucking long we've had good battles. We've been waiting for this. Why the fuck would you pick now to do this shit? You could have did this shit with Math. You could have put your foot down versus Suge. You could have put your foot down on all these other niggas who no-showed or did some fuck shit in your opinion. You wait to do this for the biggest battle of the culture? Nah, so I'm not feeling that shit, bro. Fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that. Put your foot down for another battle. Don't do it now.
ARP is obviously mad the Verb trying to get out the battle, right? But
no. ARP's not mad at that. No. Let's clear the air on that. That ain't what he's mad at.
ARP,
go ahead.
ARP, you tried to find a replacement. So you tried to offer Iron Solomon B-Dot. So
being
the first came to you, told you he's not going to do it. And you didn't just automatically say, nah, you got to do it because the contract. You said, all right, hold on, let me see something. So that means that if B-Dot would have said yeah, this wouldn't have been a problem. But only because I mean, well, B-Dot didn't say no. If Iron Solomon would have said, okay, I battle B-Dot, then would this have been a problem? Because you tried to find a replacement. It's not like you just shut it down. Like, nah, we ain't doing that. You actually tried. Meaning that you would have been okay with it had this battle would have happened. But Iron Solomon turned it down because he got the right to turn on the battle. So now it got you like, damn, all right, he turned it down, so fuck it. Nah, bro, you can't do that. But you was just okay with it if B-Dot would have said, if Iron would have said, yeah. That's what's confusing me. Like, so which one is it? You mad because you couldn't find a replacement, or you mad because he trying to push the battle back? Because if you could find a replacement, it's many people that will battle Iron Solomon. Now, would he take them? I don't know.
Nah, it ain't that. He's mad because Lux versus Verb is going down on URL. I swear to God, that's what it is, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is. Why it's not going down on RPE, I don't know, but for whatever reason. But then he claimed that he helped Verb.
Hold up, bro. Look. RBE be doing their thing. I ain't even trying to knock them. Do you really think Lux versus Verb is going to be going down on RBE versus URL, bro? Like, let's be fucking serious.
I felt like it was
going to
be whoever tossed the money. That's what I thought.
It would have been, but you better listen. They want URL to toss the money, if anything. They want promotion, exposure, view, all that is URL, bro. Oh, that's a URL. I always say it's a URL battle, quote unquote, but I mean, goddamn, bro. You think Surf want to battle Mook or RBE or URL? What are we talking about here, bro? See, I think the problem is this right here. RBE, they're doing their thing, but they are not URL. ARP is not smacked. You have a long way to go to be that, brother, man. You got a long way
to
go.
I don't think Lux care, though. Lux go wherever the money's at. So he battled Hollow on Dub. Like, he don't care where the battle's going to be at. He just whoever's going to toss the money at him. So maybe RBE trying to toss bread, he wasn't with it. And URL came like, yo, we give you such and such, and he was with it. Whatever the case is, obviously the battle slipped through their hands, and now it's at URL. So you can't blame nobody but yourself. If you allowed the battle to slip through your hands, that's on you. Like,
so, I mean,
now, you could be upset about it, but who fought is it? I mean, you got Mook versus Verb. Can't win them all. You got Mook versus Verb. You got Hollow coming on
I'm
the battle.
I'm going to be real. I think niggas is reaching right now and shit. I actually think you're kind of reaching this shit. I think that battle was going to be on URL to begin with, if it was ever going to happen and shit, unless they just totally was like, nah, we're not fucking with it, period. I don't give a fuck who pick it up. Like, sir, like, come on, URL needs all the big mess they can get, bro.
But you got to remember, we thought that Lux versus Hollow was going to go down on URL and end up going to UW. We thought Hitman versus Shug was going to go down on URL and end up going to UW. So we've seen battles that they was trying to promote for years end up going somewhere else, because URL don't want to toss the money. So this could have been the same case.
Yeah, hold on. Was URL this adamant about not booking it? Because the Hollow and Lux shit, they made it clear they wasn't trying to pay Lux all the money he wanted, all that percentage and all that shit.
Yeah,
they wasn't filming that shit. Shotgun, Sugar, Hitman, Hollow, they made it clear that Hitman wanted too much, and they wasn't trying to pay.
Too much.
They wasn't quiet about that shit. They wasn't quiet about it. That's the difference. You ain't never heard them niggas say, nah, we not booking Shug versus Shug. Verb versus Lux. They never said that.
But
they never said that.
Verb had put it out there like, yo, Lux is the one that's stalling the negotiations. He's being difficult. Verb been saying that. Now, I'll ask you this. Do you think that Luke battling Verb or RBE gave URL more, like, put more pressure on them to book the battle book? I think that that's what happened. Once they see it, they was like, oh, nah, we got to make this battle happen. I don't care what the second I asked for. We got to make this shit happen. Because had that battle not have went down, I don't think this battle get booked right now.
Well, no. If that battle didn't go down, like, don't forget Verb did good that battle. Because Verb could have got
that
his
too.
Ass kicked.
That
he
too.
Still wouldn't have got Lux.
Yeah, that too. But the fact that it went down, it was like, oh, nah, we ain't going to let this big battle go to these niggas. So, fuck it, let's book this battle. Now, honestly, if ARP and Verb is as cool as they said. Both of them should have understand each other's point, and they should have been able to work it out. But for some reason, the shit went left. Now niggas are getting sued. And this, I don't know, so this is like a whole round for Lux Favi. Like, top of everything else,
I mean,
it's like a whole round for this nigga. That this shit could have been definitely resolved some kind of other way. The Verb definitely tried to get you to push the battle back. You didn't want to do it. Maybe Iron didn't want to do it. I don't know. But I do feel like maybe, I don't know, man, because maybe Verb should have been like, yo, I'm going to take Iron. But then you can't even say that. Like what if Verb showed up and just spit some bullshit? Like,
That's what I'm saying about the whole personal shit. Like, Verb could have did this nigga greasy. He could have choked two of the rounds, kept all the bread, and still got Lux. And he didn't. He didn't. He sat here and gave you the most highest views you've ever had in a battle on RBE to date. Like, my nigga, what are we talking about here? You act like Verb deaded Iron for some bum-ass nigga in Wisconsin. I don't say Wisconsin. Somewhere in fucking Nebraska or some shit. No, it's Loaded Lux, the arguably god of battle rap. What the fuck makes you think he gonna tell this nigga, no, I can't battle you, or rush writing for this nigga to make you happy? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. When you could have very easily found a replacement or pushed it back. All right, you asked B. I saw you on Battle B Dot. He said no. You mean tell me B Dot is the only nigga you can find out of all these goddamn battlers to battle Iron Sound? Where you could have Danny Myers, Pat State. I mean, bro, there's mad ill will. I don't fucking know. There's mad niggas you could be asking. Sway Seva. There's niggas you could ask. You asked B Dot. That's one person. One. So Iron don't want to battle nobody else? That's it? Like, come on, bro. Stop it, bro.
That's another thing, too. Like, Iron is real quiet right now. Like, yo, fuck it. Verb ain't with it. Who wants, like, so who? Verb ain't with it.
But here's the problem. You can't say Verb ain't with it because Verb is clearly saying push it back. He ain't saying he's not with it.
He not with it, but I was still trying to get an opponent. Like, fuck it. Verb ain't, like, let me just find somebody else. I ain't really just quiet right now, too. So I don't know. I don't know if he want to battle somebody else. If he don't, I don't know. This nigga just mad quiet, and the whole shit is confusing. Like, trying to get another battle or not, or are you just gonna take the deposit? I mean, it's not your fault, so you could just take the deposit and just be like, "Yo, I don't want to battle nobody else." But it's like,
Look. I don't think it worked like that. Now, like, I don't think that he can just keep the deposit. What?
But Hitman got the deposit for Shaka and Suge on Guerrilla Warfare, and Suge backed out, and Hitman got to keep the money because it's not his fault. They tried to find him another replacement. It didn't work out, and he ended up keeping the bread because it ain't your fault. Like, it's not your fault.
Well, I'm going to be real. If I'm AR, I might fuck around, be mad at Iron Solomon if that's the case then.
Not trying to say you shouldn't, but
I mean, what the fuck? What you mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be... Nigga, you want to battle somebody, you got my deposit.
Yeah, somebody.
If his name firm, right? And if that's the case, if that's it, then you got to push that battle back. It's not like it was a public battle. It became public when you upload the trailer, which you shouldn't have, by the way. You had no reason to upload
it.
But you
should never get that.
Come on, bro. This is personal. I personally feel like this is personal. I have no reason to hate ARP
definitely.
Like that. I think that there's more to it than you just want to put your foot down all of a sudden and represent for the battle rap leagues and the culture. You should have did that shit when Mad Popper wanted to battle Diz. You should have did that shit when Suge didn't want to battle. You should have did that shit when Mad up. Like, this battle is too important for this fuck shit right here. Because I think it is.
And you know,
why is he worried about being sued? Well, you better hope. Let's hope that what you're getting sued for isn't more than what URL is. Like, what are you talking about? Is he your man or not?
I know that this shit, like, exactly. And you know, I know that this shit is personal because the nigga said, Herb said he wanted their bills in the fall. wanted their empire to crumble. So let's keep it real. Y'all both wanted the empire to crumble. That's why.
Yeah.
Because y'all was speaking.
Yeah.
Y'all was trying to crumble the empire, and now Verb is battling over there. He's like, hold up. So I thought we was.
Exactly. No. He's going to say, oh, no, that wasn't me. Verb just threw that shit out there.
Oh,
you just. And that's that. You didn't say nothing. Like, y'all both want. All right, number one, for ARP to say Verb said that, I actually believe that Verb did tell him that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's another thing. That's another thing, bro. Like, if it's business, then it's business. Well, all this, Verb said Hitman can't get paid more than me. And it, like, bro, what the fuck is all that about? What the fuck is
that
going to do with this battle?
He was like, yo, niggas, because he was like, yo, Verb is trying to turn the battlers against him. So he started airing all that shit out. But it didn't really work because.
My nigga, is that helping? That you saying shit that niggas are telling you behind the scenes, so you just going to throw it on Twitter? That's helping? That's going to make a motherfucker not tell you shit.
Tell you nothing, yeah. It didn't really work because the hitman wasn't really tripping on. He's like, yo, yeah, that sounds like some shit Verb is saying. It just kind of kept it like that. So it wasn't like.
If a nigga tell you some shit in confidence, and because you getting mad, you turn around and put that shit on Twitter, how does that make you look good? That'll make you look good. It make you look like a chatty patty. And you're a league owner. And then another thing, this nigga, yo. You see, I know it's, like, this shit is crazy, bro. The nigga was telling Verb, oh, well, Battle Iron Solomon, we can lock in and shoot the fade before the battle. Like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Yeah.
So you want this nigga to fight you first and then turn around and battle an hour later? Like, what are you talking about, bro?
It's stupid shit, yeah.
You're a league owner. You're a league owner, my nigga. Like, nah, son. Nah. I think this has to do with the fact that Lux is battling Verb on URL. He does not feel that period. That's just
that. All the nigga had to say was, yo, Verb, yo, so you're not doing a battle? Verb's like, nah, I sent the money back. See you in court. That's all he could have said. The whole Twitter shit going back and forth. All he could have said was, yo, see you in court.
Yeah.
The nigga still went on the rant, still aired shit out, all of that, just to still take him to court. Like, could have just been like, yo, see you in court, and just left it like that. But you still decided to get going back and forth and threatening each other and all that shit.
And then,
like, yo,
and then, I don't even know why we even talked about court, because you said you was going to sue Queen. That ain't happened. You gave him a battle.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
So what the fuck is the difference? Verb is still saying he'll battle Iron.
He keeps saying this whole line like, oh, this person spoke to me as a man and that person spoke to me as a man. And
all right, so now you're picking and choosing. You're picking and choosing when to be for the culture and when to style. I'm tired of battlers doing this and that. What you mean? So if Verb came at you this way, then you wouldn't be tired of it? No, son. No, that's not how that works. That's not how that works. If you're putting your foot down for the leagues, it's like, nah, son. No. You should have bended that shit, bro. You don't wait till now. And then you try to book this battle. That's another reason why I think it's personal. You try to book it. You know the importance of this battle.
But then... See, you got niggas like Calico saying like, yo, RBE revive Verb career. So now he's feeling that too. Like, yeah, you're right. So now he's feeling that way. Like, yeah, we revive your career, and this is what you're gonna do to us. So it's just like, damn, bro. Like, yeah, the Mook battle was a good look. Like, you gave him a good look, but at the same time, like, yeah, Verb is still Verb. So
mind you, Verb took it for the low. He took it for the low. You ain't really harping on that part.
If I'm not mistaken,
Calico said that Verb battled Mook for $7,500, which is pretty much crumbs when you get Mook. You should be getting at least 15, 17 bands for battling Mook.
Yep.
He did it for $7,500. You ain't really talking about that part too much. It was for the low. Come on, man. I just feel like it's not just about the business. It's not just the money being lost. And it's personal, bro. It's personal. It is what
you're
it is.
You're going to win, though. You're going to win your case.
In court, yeah.
You're going to win your case.
In court, yeah, you're going to win.
So it's like, is it going to be worth it? Because now you're going to take it to court, but guess what? That battle's still not going down. Now what?
Hey, your folk, wearing it out. There you go.
Yeah. So you're going to take it to court, but the battle's still not going down. So now what? A replacement? Is there any replacement going down, or just worried about taking it to court?
I don't know, man. And then I see him say, and I'm not even talking about just ARP and shit, but it's just like, I'm seeing shit that's just like, doesn't make sense to me, bro. You on Twitter tomorrow, oh, what about Young L? Like, what about, why are you asking Verb about Young L? You mean to tell me
he tried to hit Young L,
knowing,
and Young L not answering, but, so it's like, well, shit. I don't know, this is something you should have thought of, honestly.
You didn't think about that? You didn't think about the fact that Young L has a better rapport with Verb than you? You did all this, and now you're calling Young L? Like, bro, you should have thought about all of this. You had Hitman talking about going over there. You got the Midwest tomorrow RBE, period. Why would you fuck that up by being petty? Yep. That's the perfect word for this. It's petty. I think this is petty.
And Verb is on... online, basically saying, yo, I told Young L to still do the battle. So you can't blame us on Verb. Verb is like, yo, I told us to still go do the battle. So if Young L decide not to show up, that's on him. Like, he a grown man. If he decides, like, yo, fuck it, I ain't with it, that's on him. But that definitely needs to be addressed rather than niggas being on Twitter going back and forth. Like, you need to find out if Young L gonna really come to this battle. And you still gonna need a replacement for Verb.
Come on, man. I don't. Man, oh man, bro.
And then, I ain't gonna front. Like I'm wondering why I ain't gonna turn down VDOT, but oh well.
I mean, maybe he was fucking I don't know, bro.
You won a battle, Lux. VDOT is like, all right.
I mean, it's. I guess I'm disgusted because of how big the magnitude of this battle is, bro. For this to be going down, bro. I think that's really what the fuck it is.
And make Lux decide to take him instead. But then, Lux was Verb get booked, and it's like, oh shit. Well, shit. Now Verb is like, yo, I battle you after I battle Lux. And it's like, damn, I didn't want it to be the one to get Lux. But it's too late now.
But
Verb
how? Here's my thing. How? This battle has been brewing for mad long, bro.
The nigga been saying his name, thinking that Lux would take him, but it's like, yo, your name just came up.
Man.
Your name just came up. I ain't saying Lux shouldn't take him. Obviously, yeah, you should take Verb first. And if you feel like battling Iron Solomon, yeah, fuck it. Iron Solomon deserve it. But this battle is different. This is some whole different shit. This is like Luke versus Surf. Like, this is some whole different shit. This is really not about if niggas deserve this person or if Math deserves to battle Luke. And this ain't about, this is about these two niggas calling to niggas to say each other's name for so long. It's finally time for them to lock in. That's all that's important.
And it's been so long in the making. Yeah, it's been so long in the making that they both got to be on their A game. Period.
Yeah, like we're not trying to see niggas get up there and do some stupid shit after they've been fiending to battle a nigga for so long. Oh, shit. Yo, this nigga had 3-5 rounds for Iron Solomon, but then he came up here and got smoked for Lux. Like, we ain't trying to hear that. So, and yeah, I definitely understand why Verb did it.
Now, I'm wondering, is ARP doing this because he feels like URL possibly could have sabotaged his event? Is that what it is? Does ARP feel like, oh, well, I definitely had Verb versus Iron, and now they book Lux. And Verb, you know what I mean? Like this URL behind this low key without getting their hands dirty. They just took
that
another battle from
too.
Me. That's what I'm wondering.
That could be the
because they always say that URL be blocking RBE.
Yeah. That could be the case, because I'm sure they asked Verb once he booked the battle, like, yo, do you have any other battles coming up? Probably told him, yeah, one rounder and this battle for RBE. And then now, they're like, yo, they probably was like, yo, I ain't going front. I don't know if you take that battle. Like, he probably told niggas, yo, I got paid already. He was like, yo, here, pay this nigga back. Like, it is what it is. So, I mean, I won't take it. It's a loss. It's not really. All right. This. I would feel completely different if Verb vs. Iron was the main event. If this was your main event, if your card was built around this battle, and then this happened, I would feel ARP is 100% right. But this is not the main event. So, even though this battle wasn't happening, it's not too much of a loss. Yeah, you lost some money, but he gave it back to you. Now, you might lose out on whatever money gave Iron. That's a possibility. But other than that, you wouldn't really take that much of a loss because it's not your main event. Your main event is still there. You still got the return of your
Hold up. But you got to have drilled that shit in Iron's head. Like, I ain't going to have wanted Verb. For I'm saying, like, yo, I want a verb. And then you book
that's
it and he say no. It gotta be
that's
something
true.
To that magnitude, too, bro. It can't just be like, bro, you can't compare A Verb versus Iron Salmon as good as a year Iron Salmon's having to A Verb versus Lux, bro. Come on, bro. Iron Salmon is not Lux, bro. Niggas don't look at Iron Salmon and say, yo, he's God tier. He's a God. Not even God tier. He's that nigga. They're not saying that right now. He's doing good. He's not Lux, bro. He's not. He ain't.
You know what it is? I think that after Verb battle moved, Iron started saying his name. They was going back and forth on Twitter, and they probably started working this battle out. Now, I remember after Verb battle moved, Verb first said he wasn't worried about nobody else but Lux. And then it came to a point where he was like, yo, fuck it. Lux is playing around. So, whatever, like, I'll battle somebody else. So I guess at that window, Iron was like, yo, fuck it. Let's lock in. Let's lock it in. But Iron know, ARP know, the whole world know he wanted to battle Lux, and the talks was already happening. They both were saying it. The talk that they was already in talks, and for whatever reason, it was just going longer than it was supposed to, but they both were saying, yo, it's going to happen. So you still booked the Iron battle knowing that he was going to battle Lux. You didn't know when. But you know eventually what's going to happen, and boom. Turns out, it's happening in May. And then now it's kind of like, yo, I feel like you shouldn't be surprised because this is something that, so why wouldn't you want him to do good? Like, if I helped to get you here, of course I want you to be your best when you get here.
Bro,
so I would be like, yo, fuck it.
All ARP had to do was say, go do your fucking thing. That way, when the fans said, oh, you hate URL, you don't want to see URL, he could have been like, nigga, I low-key helped these niggas. What you talking about? I didn't have to let Verb go battle this nigga. Or whatever the case may be.
Or he could have just been like, yo, Verb, you did some foul shit, so fuck it. You know, I'm going to take my deposit, and so we don't even got to do business no more. He could have did that, too. Cool. I've been cool.
And that would have hurt Verb. That would have hurt Verb, too.
Yeah. That would have hurt him. Yeah. That would hurt him. But instead, you made a big thing. And then talk all of this shit. Talk about threat. You got threat, making threats to each other. You say you're going to sue him. And then at the same time, you say, yo, so just come battle Iron and we can lock in it. Nah, nigga, you already just said you're suing me. Why are you trying to tell me to still come do the battle? Like, you really trying to force him to do this battle he doesn't want to do.
Because he know that suing shit. He know that. And once you go through with that shit, oh, this is going to be better for the culture. All right, cool. Let's see how many battles don't fuck with you now after you do that shit. He ain't battling. This ain't A Verb with a potential battle versus fucking Joe or fucking, you know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Damn, yo, it don't matter what name I say, I'm slaying these niggas. So it really don't fucking matter and shit. So you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like this is A Verb versus Danger Zone or A Verb versus Chilla Joe. This is Lord of Lux, motherfucker. You ain't getting this back. You tell that motherfucker you ain't. Oh, no, y'all push back. Push what back? He on Run and Take JC or somebody
yep.
else. And you
that's
or your fucking army
yep.
forgot it. You goddamn right, he dropped everything for that nigga Lux. I would have too. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Maybe people don't really know, but if you know or you heard the rumors that Lux is real, like, difficult to deal with when it comes to negotiations, you already know once he agreed to this, you might as well just lock in. Because if you try to, yo, can we push it back 2 months later, he's fucking around to tell you no. And matter of fact,
no.
you ain't even doing it.
Lux going to say
like,
no. He going
to
bow somebody else.
No. Matter of fact,
fuck around and
be yeah, matter of fact, I ain't yeah. Yep. So you got it. Once Lux say, yo, yeah, you got to jump on it. And I know it make it look like he basically calling the shots. But in this case, you gotta go with it, you fuck around and not get him because you try to push it back.
Come on,
so
man.
So once the opportunity was there, Verb had to jump with it. So that's you know definitely should have been handled a different way. But fuck it, like he wanted to make an example out of somebody. So I hope this shit was worth it, though.
I'm not feeling it, bro. That's just me. I don't care. Whatever. I'm not.
Yeah,
he should be focusing on Lux, not a lawsuit and this and like, come on, my nigga, like it's not that fucking serious for that battle, bro. It's not, it ain't. That's just what the fuck. That's just my personal opinion. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and it's not the main event. That's why.
You're not even. It's not even a main event.
Yeah,
like you ain't. Come on, bro. You just took Daylight off the card for no fucking reason, bro. Man, let's stop playing games, bro. You didn't have a reason to take Daylight off the fucking card. You really fucking didn't, bro. You did.
And it's
and you
not still, like
you
put out
you
the trailer.
Took him off.
We're promoting Iron vs. Verb for 3 weeks, and then he said he ain't doing it. The trailer wasn't even out, so we didn't even know that he was on his card. So you didn't put
exactly.
in no promotion yet because we didn't even know.
You could switch that shit there. And we would not have even fucking known you switched it.
Exactly.
You put the trailer out knowing Verb was going to say something, and he did, and now here we are, the end of 2018, and we going in 2019 talking about this dumb shit. Like, come on, my nigga, stop that shit. I'm like, no. I'm not, man, fuck that shit. Oh, he signed a contract. Listen, bro, I get that. But stop it. You battle rapper, stop fucking wilding, bro. Stop signing on. Understand now, these niggas ain't your friend, bro. It's a business. It's
well,
a fucking business.
Don't make it personal like you they friend, but you really just
let it guess.
Don't make it personal like they your friends, like ask them for favors and shit, but you only about your business because they're going to expect some kind of loyalty from you. So if you don't plan on being loyal, then don't even go down that road because they're going to feel like, yo, I helped you out. Yo, I did this. Yo, you came to me when you was down and I did this for you and this is what you're doing. And then you're going to say, yo, it's just business with me. I ain't loyal to nobody. But you were saying that when you came for niggas to help. So that's another thing. Like, y'all bad rappers, y'all niggas going to have to find some other way to get bread.
Yeah.
Well, if y'all come to me asking for help, then understand that it's going to come with some kind of, they're going to expect some kind of loyalty from you.
Yeah, you know what? You is right. If y'all niggas going to the league owners and shit, like, yo, I'm kind of fucked up, bro. I need the host. I need some kind of advancement, something, nigga. I'll battle a cupcake right now, nigga. Just give me $1,000 advancement right now. I need it right now. Then fuck yeah, they're going to look at it like you own one.
That's a fact.
I mean, it's ugly. I don't know. It's ugly, but I think it's... Oh, my God. Iron Solomon. Oh, man. Not saying I don't want to see it, but do I want to see that over Lux? Are you fucking retarded? Fuck no. Fuck no.
If Lux was first, happening, I would want to see this. But since it's happening, like, nah.
Come on, my nigga. Stop
nah.
it.
If this was like, yo, Verb versus Iron and the winner get Lux, yeah, I would want to see it. But since Lux is already taking Verb, it's like, nah. Like, it's only that just like, yo, y'all niggas, and JC, you talking about Verb is on Twitter talking instead of jumping in the ring. Why would he jump in the ring with you right now? Book for Lux for you to talk about him talking on Twitter instead of suiting up. Why would he battle you right now?
JC,
Like,
are you just mad because Lux said your name one time, and then from there you start dropping the ball, and now, of course, you're not a factor anymore?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Is that what it is? Man, come on, bro.
Definitely what it looked like.
JC, I seen JC say something. Excel said, these guys need 6 months to write, and these are guys you call gods. Like, bro, what are you like? Who's your next battle against? Who'd you battle last? Who's the last five niggas you? Like, what are you talking about, bro? You niggas don't be superstars, and y'all be talking shit. Y'all can't do what these niggas do. That's the problem.
Of course.
Y'all can just rap that.
Of course, battle iron.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Verbal
could be on fucking BET with a do-rag. No, right, go ahead, bro. Whatever. I'm getting tight. All right.
I like
XL. Shout out to XL, man. Go ahead, bro.
We know that Verb could battle iron and go battle Lux. He can do it. He just don't want to do it. He could do it. Like, it could be done. So it's not like niggas need this, but it's just like, yo, why would I do that?
Verb can sit there and not think and write three rounds of some fucking bullshit, bro, and give you that and get all the money. And you don't pay him, he going to sue you. Like, I don't understand why niggas don't see the real shit that's going on. Everybody's like, not everybody, but niggas, half the niggas is like, yeah, ARP, what you doing is good for the culture. That, bruh, we not going to get verbalist again. Like, what do y'all mean? Like, no, son, fuck that. This ain't about, fuck that. Fuck that. That's not bigger than this battle. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It's not.
At all.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. But,
not even close.
I swear to God. Speaking of JC, hold up. I had a blog today. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah.
Nah, it's mashing the back of your background. Yeah, it's mashing your background. I was going to say niggas in my fucking Twitter timeline. Yeah, I put a blog up. Niggas are talking about JC, the king of the Midwest. What are your thoughts on this? I want to see if I'm reaching or not.
JC's the king of the what?
Of the Midwest.
Shit. Is this nigga even the king of his state? The nigga not even number one in his state. How you going to be the king of the Midwest?
Who number one?
Well, in Michigan, it's got to be Calico.
Over Elwell? Yeah.
Got to be Calico.
You know what? Yeah. Let me think. Damn, over Miles? Over X Factor?
I mean...
Damn.
X Factor...
Nah, you're right, though. You're right. JC is either number one... Damn. Is JC better than Elwell?
I was about to ask that. Is he even over Ill Will?
That's the question. Is JC better than Ill Will is the question.
Because that's where that competition is. But as far as king, he ain't put enough work. Can't be no king in the Midwest. Like, you're not even a king of your state.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, his rebuttal is going to be, I got more battles than this nigga. Hold up, bro.
Yo, Herb. Verb told
us
that they got more little dogs than big dogs.
Say it again. Yeah,
hey,
you're
from Verb.
Say it again.
That's true. Verb told JC your resume got more little dogs
than big
dogs.
Hold on. I think I see the homie on. I think I see T-Mac on. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Yo. 201-423.
Yo. Yo.
Yo, T-Mac,
what's up,
man?
Yo, T-Mac, what's up?
Hey, shit, man. What's up, fellas? What's good? What's good?
Nah, shit. We good. Polly and this shit. Me, you, and Dot. Damn. See, he done came at the wrong guy. All right, hold up, man. Is JC the king of the Midwest?
Nah. Verb is definitely the king. Yeah. Without question. All right,
question. Did the Mook battle make him number one?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, that solidified him as the king of the Midwest. But
better word.
From the start, he really started off the best out of all the Midwest niggas. He really started off the best. Like he jump started all the niggas.
Hey, yo, you know what?
I
kind of got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because JC first battle from URL, I remember, was Time Bomb. B Magic first battle on URL was Clean Paper.
Mm.
JC's second URL battle was Rosenberg Roar, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah, it was. It definitely was.
B Magic's second battle on URL. Who was B Magic's second battle? Now that I actually think about this shit. Now I'm actually trying to break this
John
shit.
John? No.
Huh?
JC was on a run. JC had a run. I know he had problems with L, with Young L.
Yeah, lost Young L.
YK beat him.
Yep.
I remember that. I think it was then they had 30, if I'm not mistaken, and shit. YK beat him. It was somebody else who beat him and stopped him running his tracks, too. I'm trying to think who the fuck it was.
Lost
I can't
K-Rock
think right now.
Try to come back with K-Rock. It's over there.
Nah, but you know what? That whole T-Rock battle was what really fucked everything up because he recycled that battle on Manslaughter Battle League in the Minutes. Like, how the fuck are you? Anyway, I ain't doing this shit. Nah, I fuck with JC, but he ain't the king. He ain't the king.
He not the king, right?
Nah.
To me, he's definitely not. It's only an argument between Verb and Hitman. To me, that's it. Like, I don't really see how anybody
Calico?
Else feel like they're the kid.
Calico? Calico body back. Yo, I'm going to say this. Calico body back math in a very pivotal time of battle rap, bro.
Yeah, but that math win is looking very, very, very late. Like, it's not looking as good as it was back then. You know what I mean? Back then, it looked like it was like, oh, man, he beat Mav. But now it's looking like, oh, well, everybody beat Mav. You know? It's not looking as good as it was back then.
But back then, everybody couldn't beat Mav. That's different.
All right, so the Verb had already battled Mav, right? Before Calico.
Yeah,
so Verb already beat Mav. So...
But that was debatable somewhat because of that third round with Math or whatever. It was debatable somewhat.
I always thought Verb versus Math and Verb versus Miles.
Yeah, I thought Verb versus Miles
was debatable. Yeah, that was debatable.
Yeah.
But I had Verb edging both the battles.
Verb
would have
beat that mask that Calico faced.
What you mean?
Verb would have definitely beat that mask that battled Calico that night.
Well, anybody would have beat that mask.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's like, yeah, you beat mask, but
You know what it was? Because that Calico wasn't that crazy. Like he wasn't like over the top. Like he wasn't like just. Oh my God, like nobody could beat this Calico. But it was just so that Math was just that ass. You know what I mean? Like, Math was really, really garbage that day, whatever.
Yeah, like, niggas, I don't know. Like, Calico, I mean, some people probably make an argument for Calico, but the reason why I got Hitman above Calico is because the losses that these niggas took on big stage, Hitman never took. Like, these niggas took some bad losses, and I can't even name those for Hitman.
Right.
Like, them niggas was coming to Seven Madness, getting smoked, go, like, way back to, say, the last time Hitman got, like, smoked or bodied or some shit, where you could be like, yo, this nigga bodied, this nigga 3-0. You got to go way back.
You see, like, the thing is, whatever, but Hitman has a very garbage battle between him and Kushida, whatever, that niggas like. And matter of fact, that battle has mad views, like a crazy amount of views. Like,
yeah.
And that's what's crazy about it.
Anything, it was the third round that was trash.
Right.
Third round,
But Calico has one of the worst, like, bodies. You know what I mean? Like, everyone in the culture says that this is, like, a crazy body, whatever, against Lux. That third round, like, it just negates everything that Calico said in the first two rounds and the third round, whatever. So it's like, damn, well, how do you compare those two?
Yeah. It's hard. Like, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, Calico always say, like, yo, I got one of the most important battles in history. Yeah, you do. But the battle is basically you dying. You do got it. It's one of the most important, but it's not like you won.
Yeah,
so
and that battle, that battle right there, basically began the era of breaking down a rapper, like you know what I mean,
yeah.
Like as far as like the bigger stage or whatever, like breaking down your opponent, whatever, to like the finest like point, like the molecule, like you know what I mean. You breaking down his whole substance, you breaking down him, his father, everything, like that whole battle, like that shit brought it to the biggest stage.
Yep. Niggas like Verb said, niggas made a slogan from him. Like Verb Lux, that basically pushed Lux to like that shit pushed him to where he looked like as a god. Niggas more than Lux like he was a god. Like, oh shit, this nigga Lux is.
Yeah, he basically helped Lux without knowing it.
And then look at it, Lux ain't do that to nobody else since you.
Right.
He battled Hollow,
right.
That's a classic. He battled Clips. I got him beating Clips, but it wasn't a body. He battled Mook. He lost. He battled Arsenal. I guess.
I got him losing the boss.
General consensus is Arsenal beat him. Cool, but he didn't body
nobody else. Wait. Is that general consensus? Really?
That Arsenal beat Lux? Last time I
said
it. That's what niggas were saying, yeah.
I rarely hear people saying Lux beat Arsenal. Rarely hear that.
I don't really hear
that. That's like once in a blue moon. Yeah.
So Calico really the only nigga that Lux smoked. Everybody else put up a fight, some kind of fight, just since they got smoked. So they try to come up here and say, you the king, and you try to talk down on Verb. And it's like, yo, how could you talk down on Verb? Yeah, Verb got some bad losses too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, if you really want to think about it, Lux has to prove himself in this battle against Verb. Lux really has to prove himself. Because if Lux loses this battle, it's over for all that God pin and all that other shit, whatever he's been talking.
Yeah.
All that, like, the best pin in battle rap. Like, yo, if he goes up there spitting all this crazy shit and he still loses, nah, it's over. Lux.
Yeah,
yo,
that
whole aura is done.
Mook made this nigga look mortal though. Like, ever since then, it was kind of niggas was just like, hold on, Lux. Yeah, I could take the niggas really, like, kind of standing toe to toe. Like, he didn't smoke Clips. Clips was like, shit. These niggas are standing toe to toe with Lux, so he gotta definitely prove himself.
And you know the crazy part about it was the Clips battle. I felt like that was forced. Like niggas forced that whole battle upon Lux and Clips, whatever. It really wasn't meant to happen. Like that, definitely.
Clips just lost to Hollow. Like it was.
Exactly. It was back to back. Like how could that happen back to back like that? You know what I mean? But definitely. You know, if Lux loses, it's over. It's done. That whole Mount Rushmore, that whole shit, like, nigga, you done lost to, like, man. This is crazy.
Nah, I ain't gonna say he lose. If he gets smoked, probably, yeah. But if he just lose where it's like, yo, Lux won these rounds, and it's like him, it's like Lux first Clips, where it's like he lost, but it wasn't a body, he's still good. But he can't get bodied. Definitely can't get bodied.
Wait. So you think Lux still stands on the Mount Rushmore if he loses to Verb?
Oh, Oh, no, I thought you said if Verb lose to Lux.
No, no. To me, personally, Verb is on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's what, oh, okay.
Yeah, but if Lux loses to Verb, he's off Mount Rushmore to me. That's how I'm seeing it.
If Verb, damn.
Yeah.
You know what? If Verb loses, if Lux loses to Verb, to me, he moves into whoever's in that fourth spot. He moves into that fourth spot. So if you got Luke, Lux, Os, and Verb, and some shit like that, Lux moving to that fourth spot, holding on to it barely. Because if he loses to Verb and you already lost to Mook, and niggas got you losing to Arsenal, you already just lost to three niggas. That's up there.
Oh.
So.
I understand what you're saying, whatever, but. Bro, listen, Verb has done so much for the Midwest alone, and then he's done so much for URL. Like he's done so much for battle rap. Like, he's been everywhere in this and that. You got Disaster, you got Arsenal, you got Verb. Those are the three niggas that have traveled everywhere and have won most of their, like they matches on away games rather than home. Arsenal didn't win... He damn near didn't win no home games at all.
Yeah, I don't think so at all.
Yeah, on UW, that nigga is like, he's winless.
Yeah.
So you got Disaster, like, yeah. All these.
That's about it.
First of all, yeah, Lux, we about to see how Lux deals with the away game, whatever, because he about to go to Houston and battle this nigga, Verb, whatever. So we about to see how that goes down. And then Mook, we already saw how Mook handled Verb, whatever. So that's debatable to some people, and to a lot of people, it's a fucking wash. You know what I mean? But to me, be honest, like I feel like Arsenal, Disaster, and Verb is definitely solidified on that Mount Rushmore. But
I don't got this. I don't got Disaster up there.
You want Disaster?
Nah, I don't got Disaster up there. They got to battle these niggas too. Like you came over Battle Rex, lost that. You lost the Verb. Like, I don't know. So it's kind of like, all right, you beat Hollow. I got him beating Hollow in that one rounder. But it's kind of like, who did you beat for you to say that you were Mount Rushmore? Like, did you beat any of these niggas?
Yeah, but, all right, so you figure it like this. All right, boom. He beat Hollow the Dawn, whatever, in that one rounder. He beat Cannabis. He faced this nigga Cassidy. So it's like, all right, he's facing. Yeah, he lost to Cassidy, but that's actually on his resume. You know what I mean? You got to think about it like that. He has these type of caliber of battles on his resume. Like, you got to think about it like that. This nobody else has faced Cassidy until Disaster, you know what I mean? And after the Disaster, it's going to be Goods, whatever. But still, nonetheless, Disaster has faced Cassidy. Cassidy. We're talking about fucking Cassidy, who has had multiple hits on the radio and this and that, whatever. That's a big accolade on his resume.
To me, it is, but then again, I see it as, he only got Cassidy because niggas came in and threw that bread to Cassidy. It could have been anybody. Like, whoever would have threw that bread to Cassidy.
It doesn't matter. But they chose him. They chose Disaster because they felt Disaster was the warrior that could fight him and battle him and beat him, whatever. I mean, like yeah. You know what I mean?
After he battled Disaster, everybody was like, yo, nah, that don't count. He needs to battle a URL nigga. Because even though he battled Disaster, most fans was like, yo, nah, that don't count. Like,
yeah, it's true.
So I feel like to me, Diz needs to battle some of these niggas, like Lux and like Mook or Hollow in a three rounder. He got to battle these niggas because these niggas is battling each other. Like, eventually, you know that Mook and Hollow going to battle. Hollow just said it. So we know that Mook and Hollow going to happen. So these niggas is battling each other. So you got to get in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know, But you know, my thing is, whatever, it's like, all right, what's the criteria for this whole Mount Rushmore shit? Because you know what? We all have, like, different opinions on this shit, whatever, but what's the exact, like, criteria? Because it's like, what is it, resume? What is it, like, you're outside of the battle rap shit? Like, what is it, like exactly? Because
like everything, like, resume, impact, like, all kind of, disaster system shit that makes sense, too. Like, to me, it's, we have, like, you could do it by, like, to me, if you say smack, you smack. Mook, definitely on Mount Rushmore. Like, that, definitely. Now, if you talk about the URL era, that Mount Rushmore is different.
Right.
And then if you talk about, like, just battle rap in general, all the eras, all the leagues, then, you know, it get a little bit more tricky because now niggas like Disaster come up with Illmatic and, you know, niggas to try to argue their case. But to me, all right, to me, I see it as when you see Murder Mook, you think battle rap. So automatically he's on Mount Rushmore. He took about battle rap as a whole. Verb put in so much work. So you gotta throw Verb up there. Now Lux.
Right. Okay.
To everybody look at Lux like he's a god. So to me, I guess that puts him up there. But in my opinion, when Mook was battling the best niggas in the Smack era, Lux wasn't. Now I don't care, like I know Lux got off camera battles and he battled niggas, he battled Rex. So when
No. That off camera shit, that shit don't mean nothing to me because I ain't see what happened. Nobody else seen what happened. Like that off camera shit, like that whole Cassidy with that 5001 shit. That shit don't mean nothing to me. Like I don't believe none of that. Like me personally, like I'm the type of person like I believe what I see in front of me. Like if you were. You know what I mean? If you do what you say you do in front of me, then I believe it. But if you tell me some stories and this and that, I don't believe that.
Because Rex said he battled. Rex said he beat him. Lux admitted it. So I believe that it happened. But Mook was battling the best niggas on camera at that time, the best niggas from their era, and Lux wasn't. Mook gave Lux that look. Lux wasn't battling Mills and Party Artie and Joey Jahad. He wasn't battling them niggas. And then all of a sudden, he battled Midwest Mal, smoke him, and then he come back for Summer Madness 2, and it's like, yo, we let him batty Calico, and now he up there. But I don't really, I be seeing the niggas try to put Lux over Mook. I don't know how.
Yeah, like I understand, because you know what? You know what it is? Because Lux has clearly beaten someone, like badly. Like the mild shit is like one of the milestones in like how you should beat a person, like how you should like battle rap. That's like one of the like prototypes for how you should really kill a person. You know what I mean? And a lot of these niggas now they take that whole like format and they ran with it. Yeah, exactly. Like that whole like he's so intricate and he's so, you know what I mean? Like everything he did in that battle, niggas took it and ran with it. But Mook was basic to some people, whatever, and he was just so regular, but he had the battles with niggas, like the Sirius Jones battle, the Jay Mills battle, the Party Artie battle. Everything has been debatable.
Yeah, it was debatable, but then he killed Young Hot. So now he goes and kills Young Hot.
See, the whole thing with Young Hot, Young Hot's not a fucking battle rapper. He's not even a fucking he's just a regular rapper.
He's just a regular nigga that raps from
Philly, yeah.
Who could tell you the same shit? I'm a rapper that could battle. See, it was all rappers, like most rappers could battle. He wasn't like a like battle rappers like them, but he was a rapper. Most of the rappers be battling. He just ended up losing. But he also went to Detroit, ran through that tournament, beat them niggas, and then it's like all right, he beat Young Hot. Lux
but we never
cool.
seen any of that. We never seen any of that. So
we never got to see it. That's what it was.
Yeah,
but
I can't comment on something I ain't see.
When Lux beat Miles, it was kind of like, oh shit, this nigga really like killed this nigga. But then you think like, yo, Mook was the best niggas in your city. Mook was battling and you wasn't of that era. So you from that era, you didn't even battle the best niggas in your era. But then niggas would try to put him above Mook. It's like how.
Because he had that
putting in work.
You know what it is? Because he had that such he had such an impactful moment at Summer Madness 2, and the whole shit with Miles before that, whatever. It's just like he has the moments. See, that's what niggas don't understand in battle rap. You gotta have moments. You gotta have impactful moments. Because niggas not gonna remember you for your wins. Niggas gonna remember you for your moments.
For the moment.
Yeah, niggas don't understand
right,
that. Like,
right. Luke 5-0'd Iron. So yeah, you smoke Calico. You choked too. You choked. You still beat Calico. Luke just beat a nigga 5-0. Same night that you beat Calico, Luke beat a nigga 5-0. And then he beat you. So then it's like, how could, like, for niggas to even think, like, oh, Lux is above Luke, how? Because he wasn't even above him in the era. So to me, it's kind of like Lux. Like you said, Lux really needs to prove himself in this battle because you didn't battle the best niggas in your era. You battling the best niggas in the URL era, though. So now they could kind of consider you part of the URL era because this is the niggas that you're battling. The Smack era, we only seen you for two battles. So the URL era is really where you're at. And right now, you got some wins. Yeah, you got a couple wins. You got some losses, too. And now you got Verb. So you can't lose to Verb. You lose to Verb, it's kind of like, all right, cool. So now that's going to make this nigga look supermodel. And niggas might try to take him off Mount Rushmore. You beat Verb, and then you solidify. Like, now it's like, all right, Lux beat Verb. Cool. Now that it'll look good. Like, oh, Lux beat Verb and we'll cut it. It'll look good for Lux. Like, all right, Lux is up there. But to me, both of them need this battle. I mean, Verb is solidified anyway. But just the fact that Verb been calling him out for so many years, I feel that's why Verb got to do good.
Well, first of all, Verb was on the downslope for the longest anyway. Verb lost. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, as far as New York goes, because, like, the New York, everybody in New York was on some shit like, fuck Verb and this and that, whatever, because he lost the Clips, then he lost the Rex for money. You know what I mean? They had money on the line.
Then he lost to Sean.
Yeah, then he lost to Sean, you know, badly. That was the worst out of all of them. And then, he beat Sway, but to me, like, I ain't gonna hold you like so. Swave don't like strike me as like the Harlem representative.
Either.
You know what I mean? Like he's his own man. You know what I mean? It's like Team Homie and Swave, whatever. But it's like Harlem. Like you forget he from Harlem sometimes. You know what I mean? But anyway, as far as like the whole win against you know what? Like to me, like the Mook battle was debatable, but. You know what I mean? Majority say he won against Mook, so we're going to go with that right now.
We're going to go with that right now.
So, all right, so he basically beat Mook, whatever, which is an incredible win because that's beyond incredible. Nigga, you beat a nigga who has won all his battles, basically, you know what I mean, for the last 10 years. So it's like, all right, now you on the high horse right now. You feeling like you the man. You up in the air. You doing your thing. So now you got fucking Lux coming up. But the only thing is, how well are you going to adapt to Lux? Because Mook and Lux are two different, like, legends. They're two different type of people. Lux is a creative genius. You, on the other hand, you're a creative genius too, but how well can you match his wittiness? How well can you, you know what I mean, like go uphill with him? Because it's a long stride uphill. Lux didn't go to father's. Yeah, that's a whole different animal, yeah.
I feel like Bird was able to trick Mook into trying to rap with him instead of doing what Mook usually do.
Right.
And Mook switched up and tried to show he could rap, and the fans not feeling it, even though the fans was killing him before that. But then he switched up, and now the fans like, nah, you should have stick to what you was doing. So, Bird tricked Mook. But I don't think that can work for Lux. Lux is going to do what he usually do. Like, and I already see Bird trying. Like, yo, we don't want to hear that preaching shit. But it's like, yo, whatever Lux come with is what he come with. Like, I don't I don't care what he come with. There's whatever he come with is what he come with. I don't want Lux to switch up nothing. Like,
Facts. I feel like that preacher angle, that shit is dead and done with. Like, you cannot come with that shit or whatever. That shit is dead and over with.
That's what I want. That Black Panther Lux, dangerous. Now, this is Lux. I don't want to see no Kung Fu Lux and all that shit. The dojo, the Rich Porter. Like, I don't want to see none of that shit.
No. What I was saying was I feel like if Verb comes on that like preaching angle shit, like, oh, you a preacher and this and that, whatever, that shit is old. Like, that's done.
Oh, yeah.
You can't come on that. Nah. You gonna need to come with something new. You gonna need to come with something more intricate.
Lux is gonna talk to you about chasing him for all these years and then the losses that you was taking to these Harlem niggas and Lux is.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I ain't want to switch topics too early, but how you feel about this Goods and Cassidy shit?
Yeah, that shit is that's like, I want to believe, because there's a lot of niggas that been saying Cassidy's undefeated, so I believe that he's undefeated. Now, do I believe he got 5,000 battles? No. But I do feel like he got a lot of battles and probably undefeated. My thing with Cassidy is, have you would've battled Mook when he was trying to battle you and you beat him, you would have been able to talk crazy, but you didn't take him. So these other niggas that you was battling, I don't know, I haven't seen Reed say you battled him. So was he battling the best niggas in Philly? I haven't seen them niggas say that they battled you. So who was you battling? I know he was doing some radio station shit where niggas call up every night and he'll battle them niggas over the radio station.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, matter of fact, that's all cool and dandy and shit. You know what I mean? That's all nice and shit, but my nigga, like, nobody has proof of that. Like, I don't believe none of that shit. Like,
that's, to me, that's a difference from standing in front of a nigga and battling him. Yeah, you battle these niggas on the phone.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was all nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to write for a nigga. Like, you got to write for somebody that got butts to write for you, and then y'all standing in front of each other, you might get bumped. You're not used to none of that. You're going to feel like, yo, don't bump me, don't touch me. Like, you're not used to how, the battle world is now. So I feel like that's going to play against him.
But the whole thing is, I actually think Cassidy could have a chance. Because we're not talking about somebody who's a writer, who's a really good angler, somebody who creates angles good. We're talking about Goods. Now, Goods faced T-Rock, right?
Yeah.
T-Rock. T-Rock is an open book as well as anybody else in battle rap. T-Rock, you know what I mean? Had a debatable with Goods. Like, that was debatable. Like, niggas could still debate. Like, debate that shit. But now we got Cassidy, who's a really open book. Like, he's the, like everybody knows about what Cassidy went through, his car accident, his fucking, you know what I mean, the whole shooting situation, whatever, and everything. Yeah, everything he went through, yeah. But can Goods really articulate and really make this angle, like, good? Like, any angle look good? I don't think so. I really don't think Goods can really touch on situations like that well.
I've seen Goods saying that he could talk money with Cassidy, and I hope that he don't really try that angle where he's like I got more money than you, I hope he don't do that, because it's like, you never, I don't know.
That money angle is not gonna work, but. Then again, it could work, because you know why? Because Cassidy, we all know what Cassidy made for the KOCD battle or whatever versus Disaster.
Yeah.
We all know what he made, you know what I mean? But it's like, damn, so you didn't invest that, and you ain't do nothing really crazy with that. Like, you ain't build your brand up or nothing like that with that. You're back battling again, you know what I mean? So whatever you got for this battle, it's like, damn. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be back in the industry doing this and that, whatever, because we've seen him on Instagram doing videos with Swizz Beatz and DMX and shit like that, like proclaiming he was going to be back in rap. Where is it? Like, it's done. You're not even back there. You know what I mean? So now you're back over here with us. You're back in the battle rap lane. I don't know, man.
I feel like Cassidy. I feel like Cassidy's gonna get paid way more than Cuz does for this battle. So,
probably so.
Like,
probably.
Cassidy,
who knows?
Probably gonna bring that up too. Like, so I think he got one. I think he has signed like a 2-battle deal to battle Diz and somebody else for like 150K or something like that. And then the second battle never happened. But so I don't know. But either way, it's like. He's making more, like, I don't know. So I feel like if we touch, because Hollow did it. Hollow touched on Joe Budden's. You ain't have a hit in so long, and Joe Budden's rebutted it. Talk about I ain't have a hit. When was my last hit? When was your first one? Like, so if you try
it,
that.
It was probably a pre-prepared hit, rebuttal
yeah,
one shit.
Know, yeah, because you know
yeah,
you know
he
touch
was
going to
come with that. Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
Cassidy,
like, with Cassidy.
Music career.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Cassie knows like the target points where he's gonna hit. Like he's gonna hit on a music career. He's gonna hit on this, that, blah, blah, blah. But the whole thing is like Goods is not like. I've never seen Goods
like
hit an angle like crazy. Like he's never like articulated on an angle like to the point where it's like, damn, that's fire. It's just like, okay, all right.
Good kind of like belittle you. That's what you do, like.
Yeah,
you like
but you can't belittle a person who's done more than you in life. You know what I mean? Like Cassidy
like
has way more accolades than Goods. You can't belittle a person like that. I mean, at this point in Cassidy's life, he's not looking too good. But you know what I mean, like. But still,
I feel
he's,
like. I feel like Goods is going to talk about, like, yo, you ain't do nothing for battle rap. You just here putting in work. You talk like you the king of battle rap. And we don't got no proof for these 5,000 battles. And, like, I feel like he's going to bring that
But my nigga,
might get
you
him
think
around,
about it.
But,
nah, you think about it. My nigga, a nigga who has came from battle rapping, actually battle rapping, and he went to making classics. Like classic songs, not classic battles. He's made classic
songs.
You know what I mean? Like he has a lot over Goods.
Yeah.
So it was like Goods has to come a lot harder. You know what I mean? He really has to like find the angle like on that type of level.
Like, you see, because I hope Cass is smart. Because I see already, the only reason why Goods is still in battle rap is because you didn't make it mainstream. Because back in the days. Everybody that was battle rapping was trying to battle rap so that they could get a look and get signed and make it mainstream. It didn't work for Goods. That's why you're still here. That's why you're still putting in work and work for Cassidy. So you could try to use the angle with like, yo, you're not in battle rap, you're just here. But it's like, yo, you only here because you couldn't get to where I got to. So really like,
but,
reason why you're still here.
But hold on. You do remember Hollow the Don said that Goods was chilling with Swizz Beatz. He was making music with him.
Yeah.
So Cassidy could touch on that subject if he like
that's
you know what I mean he knows
too,
about
that. Like we all know that the reason why I got still here is because I didn't blow up and get to where I was going to. That's why I still in battle rap. Everybody else woke had chilled out for a little because he got signed. Sylvius Jones had got signed. Jay Mills got signed. He was already signed and. All these dudes took a step back because they got signed. Yeah. If you would have got signed, that would have been different, but you didn't get signed. So that's what forced you to stay here. So, like, Cassie's smart, he'll bring all that up. Like, you got to have some rebuttals, like, in the cup already, because you know Cass will touch on some of this shit. I just don't see, it's because I don't know where it's going to be at. Like, I don't know if it's going to be, like, in a big stage or a small stage because they haven't announced it yet. What's the card going to be? I don't know none of that.
Yeah.
So,
let's think of it as if it was on a big stage or whatever, right? So, if it's on a big stage, how do you think Cassidy's going to fucking react to shit like that? You think he's going to be on something like. You don't think he'll do good, right?
I don't think he'll do good on a big stage. But in
Cassidy
a
won't do good on the big stage?
Yeah, I don't think so. Because
nah, you know what?
He wasn't doing too good for his dance on that stage. But then in that garage, he was different. Like he was different. So
you got to separate shirts like that, whatever.
In a smaller room, I feel like he got more of an advantage.
Yeah, but you got to separate some shit like that because in that small room, it was mostly Cassidy's peoples, whatever, and Cassidy felt comfortable. It's all about where a person feels comfortable. Goods is comfortable on that stage. Like, Goods is Goods. Goods is a fucking... You know what I mean? That's why they call him the animal because he's comfortable on any stage. I feel like Goods would be comfortable in a small room, big room, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Goods?
But...
Like
Cassidy.
I noticed with Goods too. Like Goods like on big stage battles, he'd be like talking to the crowd, doing shit like that'll throw you off your game. If you're not like that, definitely throw you off your game. Now, in a small room, it's none of that. So
right.
You have more of an advantage. But if you're not conditioned, Goods talking to the crowd is definitely gonna throw you off. You're gonna get tight. We see it happen to T Top, it happened to Tay Rock. Like yo,
right.
You're gonna get tight. You gonna get tight about it, but it's nothing you can do. Like,
yeah. I feel like Goods owns the big stage, or whatever. Because you see what happened to T Top, you know what I mean? Like he owned that shit, and T Top had better bars. He had way better bars. It's just that whole aura, that whole feeling. Yeah. Like Goods would say like certain
like
bars that would make you forget about what T Top said. And at the end of the day, it's just like, yo.
You make it seem like you're emotional, like, and you get frustrated, like, yo, this nigga,
right.
This nigga talk to the crowd, this nigga getting tight. And then it look like you're frustrated because you're losing, when in reality, you're frustrated because you're talking to the crowd. Like, so that whole shit playing to, I don't know if Cassidy could go through that. Like,
yeah.
Because Cassidy seemed like the type to be like, yo, I ain't rapping until this nigga stop talking to the crowd or some shit like that. Like, they just gonna boo you. So you see Joe Budden put the mic down. Niggas boo him, like, yeah, boo me again, put a mic down, walked off.
Yeah. Cassidy definitely ain't doing that. Like, I feel like Cassidy, he gonna give you your money's worth. Like I feel like this is gonna be a real good battle. Like, to be honest, like, I feel like Cassidy is gonna try to prove himself to the fullest. Like, this nigga's not even gonna play with niggas.
Yo,
that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like Cassidy is adjusting to whatever, like scale he's seeing, like, what he's seeing the top URL niggas doing, and he's like, you know what? My shit with Disaster was cool, but I gotta step it up. Like I feel like he's on his ball game, you know what I mean? He's doing his thing.
So if this is a big stage, who you got? Goods or Cass?
Goods or Cass? Damn. It's a tough one, cause I'm not actually not a fan of either one of them, to be honest. But on some non-biased shit, you know what I mean? Like on some straight, like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to like think about it as a battle to hold. Like, damn, I think. Matter of fact, I'm going to limit. I'm say Cass. Fuck it.
Yeah, I got good one on a big stage. Yeah, but if it's a small room battle, I got Cash 2-1. But on a big stage, I got Goods.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Cassidy's more shocking than this. So I see everybody writing Cass off, but I feel like he's not going to be outdated like niggas might think. Like, he might have some bars here and there that might be outdated, but I think he's going to be more than prepared for this battle. Like, because you know everybody counting him out.
Right.
He never lost. He could still say that because he beat Disaster, but you got to beat Goods in order for you to be able to still say that. So, better show up because you gotta show up because like Calico said, if you beat Goods, now everybody look at you differently. Now the battle rap is gonna be like, oh, can we have next then? Because now it's show like, yo, this nigga can hang with us. Right now niggas don't think you can hang. So
And that's how I feel too. Like, I feel like Cassidy, he's not gonna play with this nigga. Like, he's gonna show up to, so he can keep getting more battles like this. Like, I feel like Cassidy knows, like, if he loses badly the goods, it's over. Like, his career on this shit is done. Because he knows his rap career is done. You know what I mean? let's all be honest. Like, his rap career is done. Ain't no fucking comeback from that shit. So now his battle rap career is on the line too. Because if he doesn't come his 100%, you know what I mean? He doesn't kill Goods or the Bailey beat Goods, it's over. It's over. Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Crazy, bro. No goddamn sense. Hello?